Next day, Mrs. Bunny and the little bunnies were up bright and early. And later, when they arrived at Bunnyville Center, there was a table with a cover made of dried leaves, and Uncle Pete had it all set. And there were honeysuckle strewn here and there, and a large cabbage leaf at each plate. For the cabbage leaves were to be used for plates. On each plate was a carrot, an apple, and a honey sandwich. Mrs. Bunny introduced Marty, and Artie, and told her friends all about their new names. Then Uncle Pete blew a horn, and all the bunnies took their places at the table. They ate and ate till there was nothing left, plates and all. Marty counted the bunnies, and there were just 41. Oh, yes, there were two gray squirrels who were really not invited at all. But Mrs. Bunny said that they were indeed welcome. Oh, they had such a gay time, and after dinner, Uncle Pete said he wished someone would speak a piece. And up popped the two gray squirrels, and looking straight at Mrs. Bunny and Uncle Pete, they recited, "Dear Mrs. Bunny and dear old Uncle Pete, we thank you very much indeed for everything so sweet. We hope you'll come again someday with Smarty, Mart, and Artie. Please let us know one day before, and we'll give you a party." Then Smarty said, I know one. Zimmy, zammy, zimmy, zammy, zime. I could eat sweet clover all the time. I could eat sweet clover over and over. Zimmy, zammy, zimmy, zammy, zime. The bunnies laughed so much at Smarty's recitation that their little sides fairly shook. And Uncle Pete had a fit in his side. Mrs. Bunny thought that they were getting altogether too noisy and decided to leave. Uncle Pete begged Smarty to recite Zimmy, zammy, zime just once more. Then everybody thanked Mrs. Bunny for the lovely party and left for their home. Uncle Pete continued to laugh, and Mrs. Bunny asked him to please stop, but he said he just couldn't. So Mrs. Bunny and her children ran along home, and later that night, Mrs. Bunny said she could hear Uncle Pete way through the forest reciting Zimmy, zammy, zime, and laughing too. She said it sounded awfully funny, something like this. "Oh, zimmy, zammy, zimmy, zammy, zime. I could eat sweet clover all the time. I could eat sweet clover over and over. Zimmy, zammy, zimmy, zammy, zime."